Hello again, my angels. Tonight's repeats of two of my favourite sessions of the year, notably those from Dodgems and LT Fitz. Amongst the records, Caro, Martian Schoolgirls, Errol Scorcher, The Clash, Kleenex, Monochrome Sets, Gritty Politti, Cockney Rejects, Mucky de Sade, The Beat, Bassacks, a new 12-inch from Misty, Holly and the Italians, and to start the programme, Spiz Energy, the new single, Where's Captain Kirk? Timely release, I would say, on Rough Trade, Spiz Energy, and that's Where's Captain Kirk. Here are Madness, the new single taken from the LP, My Girl, pressed slightly off-centre, it must be said, but nonetheless enjoyable in this case.
Thank you.
If you're going to buy it, and I expect you are, because it's got something different on the B-side, and something that's not on the LP, make sure that the hole on your copy is somewhere slightly closer to the centre than it is on that one. Madness and My Girl, and another new good single from Oval, in the wake of the reluctant stereotypes, Holly and the Italians, Tell That Girl to Shut Up. Not very carefully now, Oval Records are going to have a hit one of these days. That's Holly and the Italians, very good single, I think. It's called Tell That Girl to Shut Up. This is the first from the Yelty Fits, the session produced by Bob Sargent, recorded on September the 4th. This is called Letterbox.
Give you my heart.
Well, that's Eltifit and Letterbox, the first from them and the first of the repeat of this session, anyway. And regular phone calls to the Greater Manchester area during the day have revealed or failed to reveal the current state of play amongst the Eltifits, but the session exists, and I shall be playing it between now and midnight. Split Ends, and I got a phone... not a phone call so much as a Christmas card from them during the day, along with a copy, all the way from New Zealand, too, along with a copy of their new single, which, of course, has just been issued in this country by Illegal, anyway. It's called I See Red, and John Walters has said very little about the performance at Crystal Palace last Saturday. Noble though it was, it wasn't enough, of course, as you already know. And I don't like to rub things in, but this is one for him anyway. It's called I See Red. Ends very suddenly, that track, you know. That's Split Ends on Illegal Records and I See Red. And it's curious that I still get a lot of letters from people who are great admirers of Split Ends. I mean, they enjoy a considerable cult following, as who doesn't these days, but you know what I mean. Hence the message on the sleeve, which says, to the friends of the Ends, thanks for remembering us, new album early in 1980. The three pieces on this record, incidentally, taken from the second half of 1978. I mean, that's when they were all recorded. The first from the Dodgems had to be their classic Lord Lucan Is Missing, and I think this version of it is even better than the admittedly excellent version on the Atrix LP, the Voltage 78. There's a Voltage 79, incidentally, around, although I must confess I have yet to see a copy of it myself, so he rather sulkily. Anyway, the Dodgems. It's very easy, you know, when you're a Radio 1 DJ, to start imagining from time to time that you're actually quite an important and significant person. And whenever I feel this creeping over me, I always remind myself that in eons of droning away on Radio 1, I've created precisely nothing. And the Dodgems, even if they do nothing else beyond that, are at least one upon me, if not more, with that excellent piece, which is Lord Lucan Is Missing, of course. Misty, a new 12-inch from them on People Unite Records, and this is Salvation.
The Father is a good thing. It is a
bit understated, you might be thinking, but I think it's that actually which makes it more effective. There's a Misty, and that's called Salvation, a 12-inch on People Unite Records, and I'm most intrigued by the kind of the unintelligible shouting that goes on in the background. You can only just hear it, and I'm curious to know what it's all about. Ada Wilson is formerly a strange way, in addition to being a bloke, too. One of the few blokes called Ada that I've ever encountered in my life. And he's no longer a strange way, of course, because the band no longer exists. He's now back in the artistic cauldron that is Wakefield and has produced a record up there, which a lot of people seem to regard very highly indeed. It's been people's record of the week and so on, that kind of thing. I mean, in the music papers. I thought you might be curious to hear it if you haven't already done so. It's called In the Quiet of My Room. It's curiously effective, it must be said. Actually, I've got to stop saying it must be said. Somebody wrote in the other day complaining that I said it at almost every link, and I think they're probably right. Ada Wilson, and that's called In the Quiet of My Room. And last night I went to a colourful but ultimately humiliating party arranged by one of our commercial TV companies. It was colourful in that I saw lots of notables like Gazza Glitter, Mavis from Coronation Street, a man with a dog for a forearm, which was intriguing enough. The real Tony Wilson was there, Jim Percy, inevitably, and Lou Macari, footballist. Humiliating in that I thought I'd been invited because of my rare personal magnetism, only to discover too late that I was only there to make up the numbers. And this record is really, for me, to celebrate my nobility of spirit in knowing when it was time to steal away. Actually, what I did was one of those things where you walk out, you know, assuming that someone's going to grab you by the arm and say, hey, you mustn't leave yet, it's only just starting, you know, we can't survive without you. But then, of course, when you do that and you find yourself having passed through the door and out in the car park and nobody's done it, there's not much, you don't have much choice but to go on. So, these are the beat and ranking full stop. And thank you, Zigzag Wanderer, for the tape, too. Those are the beat. And that, I think, is at number 20 in the charts, along with Tears of a Clown, of course. That's ranking full stop. I say I think because somebody's half-finished the new charts, you see. The excitement, I suppose. And they're collector's items, as you can imagine, so they've gone. But it was 31 last week, and I think it's 20 this week. Somewhere in that area, anyway. Should have gone higher than that, in my estimation. Floyd's still number one. That's the important thing. Well, is it? I don't know. How important is it? Not very important, perhaps. LT Fitz, and this is called Song.
Another promise, Christoph. I never listen to it anyway.
I think you do very well. That's Elty Fitz, and that's called simply Song. And why not? The debut single from Bass Axe in just a moment. You may remember their contribution to Earcom 2 on Fast Records. This is on Pipeline Records, the number ICI1, which has a meaning in itself. And the record carries this business of making labels and sleeves of records very bewildering, in fact, totally non-informative, carries it almost to its logical conclusion in that there's no information at all other than some kind of technical drawing on the back of the sleeve and the words Bass Axe on the front and Pipeline Product. Nowhere are we told actually the title of the record, but I think it's called Madison Fallout, and I only know that because there's a press cutting of a review of the band's performance, and it mentions that they have a song called Madison Fallout, and I think this is it. Well, despite the willful obscurity, I think that's very good. Bass Axe, which is spelled Bassaxax for those of you not familiar with the band's work, and that's on Pipeline Records, and I think it's called Madison Fallout. In fact, Brian has discovered more information about it. It's published by Blitz Songs, and it's written by Savage and Fogarty. Where she's managed to get that from, I simply don't know. I can't see that anywhere on the sleeve. Am I going mad? Is it etched into the vinyl? No, no, nothing even from Porky on it. Anyway, who knows? Bryana's a wonderful woman in so many ways. And the Marquis de Sade, the band, from their LP Danzig Twist, and obviously Walters has a bit of an appetite for the tune called Henry, because we had it last week, and here it is again tonight. Marquis de Sade. Henry by Marquis de Sade, and staying in Europe, Herr Wunderbar. Actually, it's not European at all. It comes from Waldo's Records, the latest kooky offering from them. It's by Tanya Hyde. Get it? You remember Tanya Hyde? What is going on there in St. Albans, home of Waldo's records? That's Herr Wunderbar, a single by Tanya Hyde. And Walters remembers seeing a Tanya Hyde. I mean, I don't know if it's the same one. Not that I can imagine there are a great number of Tanya Hydes around. But anyway, he remembers seeing a Tanya Hyde and the Tormentors at the Vortex, oh, many years ago now, when said Tanya Hyde removed her underclothing and then stomped off the stage to cries of "Get 'em on" from dissatisfied patrons of the thing. And I shouldn't perhaps have told you that, because I know that, at least according to some of the things one reads in the paper, that if I say things like that on the radio, half the nation will go out and suit action to those words at precisely that moment, which would be extremely disturbing, I must say. I don't want you doing that sort of thing now. What we get up to later on, while "You, the Night and the Music" is on, of course, is a different matter entirely. Now, the Dodgems, and "Got to Give It Up." OK, then. In that case, go ahead and give it up. Those are the Dodgems, and that's called "Gotta Give It Up." And I saw a terribly interesting I was going to say at this stage. Don't suppose there was, really. Anyway, it's gone. This is Gregory Isaacs and a very fine record called "Poor and Clean." I do like that, I must admit. Very good indeed. Gregory Isaacs, that's on African Museum Records, and it's called Poor and Clean. Scritti Politti from their current EP on St Pancras Records. We've got a Euston label now under St Pancras. I suppose ultimately there'll be Paddington and Liverpool Street and King's Cross and so on. Probably not, though. Silly idea, actually. This is called Doubt Beat. Scritti Politti, and that's called Doubt Beat. And you obviously heard a great deal over the past week about the greatest record sale in the entire galaxy last weekend, and are probably weary of people talking of it. But when I was there, I didn't buy a single record, curiously enough. I was expecting to buy hundreds, but by the time I got there, the only things that were left were dozens and dozens, I mean thousands, in fact, of old Bay City Roller records, most of which looked as though they'd been used as a portion of the M6 at some stage or another. They were in appalling condition, so I didn't buy any of those, as you can imagine. But I did come away from the thing with a pocket full of bits of paper and requests and so forth, and these were buried in my reticule, and I've only now managed to uncover them. So I shall read them out, get them all over with at once, and play the record which nobody actually requested at all. Please play Captain Kirk by Spears Energy. See, I missed a chance there on Monday. Missed another one there. It just shows names people are adopting these days. For Enki Tank, Mackie, Mark Smith, Cam, Greg, all the kids, and few of the decent staff at Woods, all the humans still at Killy. Thanks a lot, Greg. An exceedingly enigmatic message, that one. And here's another one, a request from Mark Entwistle and Mike Tuft to Derek Robinson. Now, Derek Robson, please play the Buzzcocks, Adam and the Ants, or the Gang of Four for Kate, Judy, Peggy, and Susie, and then on the back of that, something about Mick from Wandsworth and Mark Phillips and Dave. What all that means, I have no idea at all. But anyway, the names have been read out in a clear, well, not a reasonably clear voice, anyway. It's just a lack in Scotland. No, that can't be right. What does that mean? Jack in Scotland? Mac in Scotland. I don't know. Anyway, there you are. I've done my duty in the manner of speaking. These are the Regents and 17. I heard this on Kid Jerkin's programme yesterday evening and it sounded very fine, so here it is tonight. Well, whatever you like.
And not yet a woman, Soho clean, thought that you were never coming. 17, completely new sensations, someone's dreams created your perfection. All the girls,
all the boys, they wanna make her one.
They want you. A permanent reaction makes your scene. Now you're caught in her reflection. 17. She's a beautiful mutation. We sow the seeds. All the future generation boys love future girls. All the girls,
all the girls just love to hate.
And all the boys,
all the boys, they
wanna make her,
want to take her
home with them,
with them,
because she's 17. Could this be love? She's only 17.
I want you 17.
Do you realise it must have been several years since I even spoke to a female who was 17? Actually, that's not entirely true. It was true enough. I mean, close enough to be embarrassing. Those are the Regents on Rialto Records, and that's Call 17. I found another piece of paper while that was going on, too. Got to play a record on Monday or Tuesday for the King's Norton 6-2, looks like, from Phil Morecambe and Nick Cryer, Undertolls and Liverpool Rule. They still don't know how to get mentioned on the programme, these people, don't they? Now, LT Fitz, and this is called Reject. Why not? That's the one, I think, you know. Those are LT Fits, and that's called Reject. Very good indeed, that. And after Reject, what do you think old Fatty, a Christmas pudding in his own lifetime, has seen fit to program? Yes, yes, the Cockney Rejects. Not a fool. I mean, they're not fools. That's Cockney Rejects, a single on EMI, produced, of course, as always, by Jim Percy. And it's been a long time since we heard anything of Kleenex. The last I knew, they'd contributed a few tracks to a rather grim German LP, which was recorded live somewhere and sounded very much as though it was done on a cheap cassette recorder. I mean, it wasn't a great recording by any means. And also, they'd incurred the wrath of a well-known manufacturer of tissues. Anyway, the band and one of their early works, Ain't You.
Take a radio in your life, take a radio in your love. And you wanna get it out.
that's Kleenex from Switzerland, and that's called Ain't You. It'd be a pity if they disappeared entirely, I must say, because that was a highly enjoyable record. And the Dodgems, science fiction, Baby You're So, coming up in just a moment. The session produced by Bob Serpent, incidentally, as was the Healthy Fits one. So I keep forgetting what it is. I'm going, the gigs, that's what it is, it's the gigs. January the 18th, they're doing the University of Brighton. And on January the 25th, they've decided to do the University of Brighton. Then on February the 7th, they're going to the Alhambra of Brighton. And on the 13th of February, it's the Alhambra of Brighton. And on the 20th of February, the Alhambra in Brighton. So the Dodgems sticking pretty close to home. Also a message here which says Atrix Records have now opened a shop in Sydney Street, Brighton. I'm not sure what the relevance of that is, or if indeed I should say it on the radio. Anyway, the Dodgems, science fiction. I like that better than the record, actually. I was a bit disappointed with the recorded version. The Dodgems and science fiction in brackets, Baby, You're So. And during the 3.5 minutes while that passed in review before us, I was having a bit of a think. Now, this is thought, and Radio 1 DJs are not necessarily things which go together, as I'm sure you realise. But we have had in the office now for about 6 months one of those plastic cup things covered in lipstick, the top of it, which was put there by Susie of Susie and the Banshees. And we've been meaning to have some sort of competition to give it away. And every time I suggest it to Walters, he just goes on telling me about his various relatives who live in the Isle of Wight and so on. And I can't get a sensible answer out of him at all. So, as I say, I thought I'd have a bit of a competition myself, just organise it, do it quite spontaneously. So, that's what I'm doing now. Now, when last time we did the Festive 50s, so there were seven tracks in there by Susie and the Banshees. And the first person who can send me a postcard with an accurate guess of the number of tracks by Susie and the Banshees that are in the new Festive 50 will win this cup. And I shall authenticate it, as they do at auction houses, and put a sticker on there saying this is guaranteed to be Susie's lipstick, which is discolouring the top of this plastic cup. So there you are, a little rock artefact, which I'm sure millions of you would absolutely adore to have in your front room, and which nobody will believe is real anyway, but I mean, there's how it exists. So send me a postcard, John Peel, that's BBC Radio 1, London W1A, 4WW. Mark your card. Mark it anything you like. I'll leave it up to you this time. You mark it how you feel like marking it. But as soon as you like, and the first one that I get hold of, I'll send off this cup to, guessing how many Susie and the Banshees tracks there are in the Festive 50. Now, there's no point in waiting till the end of the Festive 50 and then doing it, because somebody will have won by then, I suspect. We start going through the Festive 50, starting at the bottom, of course, as I often do, on Thursday. That's this coming Thursday, and it continues on Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, and the day after Boxing Day, which is probably called something like Lammas Tide, but is known as the 27th of December to the rest of us, climaxing on January the 1st, 1980. Enough talk, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Gone are the days when my heart was young and gay. Gone are the toils of the cotton fields away. Gone to the fields of a better land I know. I hear those gentle voices calling, Old Black Joe. I'm coming for my head. It's been low. I hear those gentle voices calling, Old Black
Jerry Lee Lewis from the LP 16 Classics Buy, 1956 to 1962 on Sun Records, and Old Black Joe. This next is from the monochrome set, and it's a curious release, because I think what it actually is the original demo tape that monochrome set sent out, because I've got the same three tracks on a tape somewhere at home. It's rather irritating that it's been put out on a record, because I was planning to bootleg it in my old age, and thereby enable myself to survive. It's on the Disco Blur label, which is something to do with Rough Trade, and I think they've only called it Disco Blur because somebody had the idea and thought it was rather a good one and wanted to get it onto a label before anybody else did. Anyway, the monochrome set, and he's Frank.
He's got secular joy. Precious youth, the forsaken pursuits. got clothes all red.
Monochrome set, and that comes from a record at 7-inch on Disco Blue, which brings together He's Frank, Silicon Carne, and Fallout. A little Natty Roots for you.
Black people! Never know themselves until they walk against the wall. So you see, we keep Babylon and say some kingdom must fall. But I want to say Babylon and dumb the police and the soldier man. Also a wicked man is a Babylon. So youth man, you got to understand and look up on yourself and check up on your shoulder. Look up on your shoulder. Dead in Gaza, dead and dead. You are seen at the end and a dead. Watch a man. Dead at the fire grind burn and the wicked have to turn. Fire grind burn and the wicked have to turn. The blood of blood and the blood down down. Blood are over.
Tell the roots that it will try.
That's very good, that. Very partial to it. Natty Roots by Errol Scorcher and Jar Toyin. Great name, Errol Scorcher, too, isn't it? I mean, on John Peel, I mean, what sort of a name is that? I mean, no sort of a name at all, in my view. When the pig used to teach at Ackland Burley School in London, there was a youth in one of the classes that she taught whose name was Glaston Tingle. And I always thought that Glaston Tingle was very close to being the perfect name in the English language. Not so sure about Delton Screechy, though. That's on Nigger Kojak's label, Delton Screechy, and it's called Evil Woman. Elty Fitz, and this is Factory Room.
Just for the suckers that you
Elty Fitz, and that's called Factory Room. That, unfortunately, is the last from the band on tonight's programme. I must confess, I do rather like the idea of having bands featured doing sessions and so forth, about whom, really, I know nothing at all, you know, and can't get in touch with them, you know, and they don't answer their phone when you try and find out what they're up to. Because this seems to me to be a total denial of the star system, which has become so oppressive over the past 10 years. And this is the time of the year, of course, or the time of the decade, when people like myself get phone calls from virtually every publication known to mankind, asking for a prediction of what's going to happen in the 1980s. And what I hope is going to happen in the 1980s is roughly nothing, in the sense that, I mean, they want you to name the stars of the future, and I really rather hope that there aren't going to be any, at least not very big stars, small stars, perhaps, if you like. I mean, fourth division stars, but that's enough. Anyway, enough of this high-level philosophy. The Clash, London Calling. Course, and the single, London Calling, which is almost certainly in the BBC charts summer, but as I mentioned earlier in the programme, the new chart has vanished from the studio. They do have a copy of the chart for November the 20th in here, but that isn't enormously helpful, as you can imagine, seeing as today is December the 18th. December the 18th, and my brother Alan's birthday. You probably knew that. And I'd play him a record, except he won't be listening anyway. I never watch his stuff on the television. The Dodgems and Muscle Beach.
you got yourself to blame. We have got a plan for you. Build a man that's really new.
We've got a plan.
Of the Dodgems, and that's called Muscle Beach. I must confess, I've always wanted to be enormously strong myself. I mean, not so that I can go around hurting people, so that I can do dramatic things like, you know, when somebody's taking a lady's name in vain in the mess, I can, with a cry of, take that, you cur, biff him on the jaw. But too much of a coward. Anyway, Cairo, I Like Blue Beat, another absurd record.
I'm better off just stopping on the old
Cairo on Absurd Records, and that's I Like Bluebeat. The original plan was that I should follow that by playing the Martian Schoolgirls and end the programme with Autopilot and When the Silence Falls, an appropriate choice, I'm sure you'll agree. But because I've been have had so much absorbing information and so many profound reflections to pass on to you, I shan't have time for the latter, so we'll have to save that for January, when, of course, we'll all be having our initial taste of life in the 1980s. And hey, that's the title of the Martian Schoolgirls record. Exciting, actually, the consideration of the 1980s, I must confess. I mean, it always feels at the beginning of a decade as though you can sort of wipe the slate clean and start again. What a reflective mood I'm in tonight. It's a bit sickening. I'll try not to be in the same sort of mood tomorrow night. Anyway, those were the Martian Schoolgirls on Red Planet Records. Rum-ti-tum-tum. And tomorrow night, sessions from the Comsat Angels and Echo and the Bunny Men, and on Thursday night's programme, sessions from lots of celebrated names and the start of the festive 50. So buy new batteries tomorrow. Don't miss a single thrill-packed moment of it. Good night.